Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sin City.
What's happening? What's happening, man? It's your boy Cass. What's going on, man? Father Time, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, baby. I'm feeling real good, you know?
Okay, okay, man. Now, check this out, man. I know we had a topic on there tonight, but we changing the whole format tonight. All right? You cool with that?
I'm down, man. I'm down.
All right. Tonight is going to be WTF. How many people know what that means? I mean, if you don't know what it means what the fuck. I mean, so tonight's topic is pretty much based on what the fuck. What the fuck was I thinking? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with that tonight. And, I mean, whatever you feel like you want to talk about, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to put it like this, dog. What the fuck was we thinking? Now, I know we sit there and we do the show, we do the format, but I said I'm going to have to put me and you both on blast, right?
Right.
Okay, so now, tonight's topic is what the fuck. So now, right now, everybody, I always get these responses like, Cass, you never say what you do or nothing like this. So I'm gonna put me and Father Time on blast. Right?
Whoa, I
gotta put you on blast with me on this. Cause this is a WTF, what the fuck? And WTF, what was you thinking? Dog, I gotta ask this question to you. And I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna say, well, what the fuck was we thinking? All right,
go for it.
Dog, what the fuck were we thinking when we were trying to be drug dealers? What the fuck were we thinking? I mean, come on. Now, don't get it twisted. We know how to hustle. But, dog, what the fuck was we thinking?
Hey, man, look, hey.
I mean, come on, dog. We're not going to get in-depth and all into it, but my thing is, dog, come on, we did some stupid shit.
Well, that's true. But you know what my biggest thing is? You know what I say what the fuck about, man?
What?
What the fuck was I thinking about when I slept with my baby's mama?
Okay.
I thinking about. You know
what
I'm saying?
What the fuck is he thinking about?
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about. Let me go pay some bills, man.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go one little farther, because I know that I'm gonna tell you another one. What the fuck was I thinking about when I fucked around and had? You know what? You know what I want to do? I don't want to put all my business out there. So call us tonight. Tonight's gonna be the night. Is what the fuck was I thinking? And not only what the fuck was I thinking, what the fuck was you thinking? What the fuck was you thinking when you did this? I mean, whatever you thought about that you did, now you can sit back and kick back and say, what the fuck was I thinking? Hey, be sure. Call in. Let your boys know what the fuck you were thinking. Matter of fact, this is going to be one of them nights where we could just talk. Talk to your boy. I mean, we can have fun tonight. We just want to party, bullshit, do whatever we do.
That's what we do. I got somebody on here for you. I got somebody on the show, man. They got a what the fuck. This is my little sister, Valina.
Oh, I know. I know, man. Hunter sat down and said, what the fuck we to deal for many times. What's happening, baby?
What's going on?
Shit, what's up with you?
What the fuck was you thinking when you got married? I don't hear no.
Papa Tom, I think that was directed towards you, Pippin.
Papa Tom, it got quiet. What's going on, Papa Tom? Hello. Father Time, are you there?
Big Timer. Well, you know what? Now, maybe Father Time was probably incoherent. Back in the day. Okay, now, hold on. In his defense, the topic is, what the fuck was you thinking? Now, you can't sit there and...
What the fuck was he thinking? That's what I'm asking.
Nah, you gotta talk about what the fuck was you thinking now.
You said y'all on blast tonight.
It's on us tonight.
Yeah, we'll be blasting y'all tonight.
Nah, you can't blast us tonight. Now, what we gonna do is we gotta ask the question, what the fuck was you thinking? Come on now. Quit playing, Valina. we was raised up together, so I know some things that you done did that you probably like, okay, what the fuck was I thinking?
Of course. Plenty.
All right. I'm done paying my bills.
Okay. Now, okay, we got Patty on the line. Now, Valina, we're going to keep you right there. But we got Patty on the line. Patty, what's happening?
Not much.
Okay, now, Patty, I gotta ask you. Okay, tonight is just like pretty much what the fuck. So what the fuck was you thinking when you did what?
Shit. What the fuck was I thinking when I moved to Missouri?
So what's wrong with Missouri, baby?
And I know Missouri is just a city I live in. It's a college town. It's small as hell. And I hate that I moved here.
I mean, you hate it? What's going on with it?
It's slow. I'm used to the big city. It's real slow here. So, want to leave, but just don't know where I want to go. That's all.
Okay. Father Time.
What's up, man?
Somebody put you on blast, dog.
Yeah.
while you was paying bills, somebody put you on blast. They want to know why. And my technical difficulties are just straight now. So, but Father Time, they put you on blast. Talking about what the fuck was you thinking at one time that you did get married?
What you mean? What I was thinking? Who said that?
I'm just saying. Valena from Gary put you on blast. She wants to know what the fuck was you thinking when you got married.
I was in love. That's why I got married.
Well, I was at the wedding. Hold on.
You my little sister, so let me ask you, what the fuck is wrong with you asking me something like that on the radio?
I was just curious.
What the fuck you get married for? What you get married for? Why you get married? What the fuck was you thinking about? Marrying some motherfucking name, Boo. Casper the friendly ghost looking motherfucker, Boo.
Okay, don't go there.
You started it.
I just asked a question.
Cass, children.
Children, I'm going to go pay some bills. Father time, you do what you do.
What the fuck was you thinking?
Who the fuck do you know?
Patty.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
What the fuck was you thinking?
About what?
Anything. My sister didn't already piss me off, so I got to move on. I got to be professional about this. Talk about my marriage on the radio. What's wrong with you? I'm telling Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She gonna ask what the fuck you get married for herself?
No, she ain't. She gonna ask that because my mama love me. She don't love you anyway. I'm gonna ask her what the fuck she was thinking about when she had you.
Not really our brother.
You the one that was hatched. Anyway. Now, Patty, back to you. You don't like it in Missouri? Why don't you move back?
I may next year. I don't know. I just re-signed my lease like a fool, so I may next year.
Oh, okay.
But hey,
I've heard that before.
Hey,
Hold on. We got Toy on the show. How you doing, Toy? Toy, are you there? Toy?
Hello?
Is this Toy?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Toy. You ain't got to yell at me, baby.
I wasn't yelling, honey. I'm sorry.
I'm just playing. Now,
okay.
What the fuck you got?
Man, can somebody, Zach, Taz, somebody, please tell me what the fuck I was thinking when I got married to Victor Diaz.
Please tell me
why. What the fuck? Why do I have this nigga's kids? Somebody, please. I need an answer now. Right now. Somebody, please tell me what the fuck I was thinking.
Well, I tell you what.
You want me to call Victor for you?
I can call Victor.
I don't
Victor
even know Victor
you,
like
we can
that.
Ask his ass together.
Hell no.
You know
Victor?
Do you know him? I don't know him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who Victor is.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck was you thinking about when you married Victor?
I know, and then I want to, yeah. What the fuck was you thinking about when you got married? Maybe you were thinking the same thing, and now we, nah, not today. I was, you know what, I think I was in, I don't know. I should have just married my brother. He about the realest nigga I know.
You married your brother?
Yeah, I love my brother that much. Me and him, we would never had drama, none of that shit, because we too much motherfucking alike.
That's against the law. I think they call that incest or something like that.
No, I ain't saying I was wrong. I'm just saying, we just real like that. We understand each other. We feed off each other.
Well, why don't you get your brother to fuck up Vic?
Okay.
How about that? Is that possible?
Yeah. I don't want my brother to have to go to jail for nothing, you know. I'm over it now. Please believe me. Because then I got smart enough to leave his dumb ass. So I'm good. Yay, me. Yay.
Yay, you.
Okay. All right. I ain't mad at you. But you got to ask yourself every day, what the fuck was you thinking about? See?
I do.
You smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke no more.
Do you? Were you smoking at the time when you met Vic?
No, I was in high school. I was going to West Side. I wasn't smoking then.
And how long were you and Vic together?
Oh, we were together for like 18 years. Mm-hmm. That's a long damn time. There were
18 years?
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm.
And you ask yourself, what the fuck you marry him for? But you stayed with him for 18 years?
Yep.
It had to have been something there for you. 18 years, it had to have been something there. Come on now.
It was. Yeah. I realize now, okay, now that I'm talking to y'all, thank you, Dr. Phil. That's what I'm calling you now. I realize I was there for my kids, you know what I'm saying? But they grown, they big, they whatever. It is what it is. That's why I get strong enough to leave his ass. Amen, hallelujah, I'm free.
It wasn't a dick, was it?
No, hey, y'all won. No. Oh, that was mean. Nah. Wasn't no sex. Because then I found out it was way bigger dicks that were running around here than that. So, nah, it wasn't that, nope.
I hope Vic listening, because Vic going to fuck you up.
Nah, he can't do that.
Yeah,
he made me the way I am. No, he can't fuck me up, because I told him this is myself personally. So it's not nothing new he done heard. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Tell Vic this Sin City. If you want to put him on blast, then blast his ass some more.
I did. To the moon.
Anybody else got somebody? Valaine, you got somebody you want to put on blast?
Nah, I'm good. I don't blast. I'm good.
Patty?
No.
You sure?
I feel she fans sticking with a nigga that, you know, I feel it.
You
feel
I got
work
for
the
kids, but, you know.
Yo,
Patty, what the fuck was you thinking when you broke up with Father Time?
Girl, I'm telling you, what was wrong with you?
Oh, you put me on blast.
I didn't.
How you going to do that? How you going to do that? I'm about to hang up on your ass because you're getting a little too personal. You're putting my business all out there in the street.
We still close, though. We stay close.
Come on, now. I'm supposed to be your brother. Putting me all out there in the street.
We got still friends. It's okay.
Nah, we cool. We cool. We still cool. We still cool, right, Patty?
Of course.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm
we were friends
about.
Before, you know, before we got in, so... Why not stay
true? Oh. Hey, can I put somebody else out there?
Hello.
I got one more person I need to
hello. Hello.
Hello, you on an echo.
Hello.
Good. Like a fool.
That's all right. He gone now. Go ahead. Who you got?
Hello.
Who you gonna put on blast?
Can I put Amos Jones on blast for stalking me?
But now, whole name is it. You got social security numbers too?
I do. I got social security numbers where your mom lived at, where your daddy is at. I got all that, boo. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck it. Put Amos on blast too.
I did. Thank you. See, y'all my therapy. That's why I love y'all. Yep.
To the moon.
Oh, hold on now. Hold on. Why you putting Amos on blast, though? You ain't tell us why.
Okay.
She's here because he's talking to her.
I'm talking to him, right? And if y'all from GI, I'm sure everybody in Gary knows his name. I stopped talking to him. Now this bitch starts stalking me, sitting in front of my house, busting out my car windows, doing all this dumb ass shit, but then the bitch up there talking about that he loved me. How do you love somebody and do some shit like that?
That's a new one on me. I don't know. I don't know. You might want to get a restraining order or something.
I get that. That's the fucked up part. This nigga running out here sleeping in this damn car down the street from my house, and I got a restraining order from him, and the police won't do shit.
Well, you need to call the FBI or the CIA or somebody. You need to get somebody else involved.
Yeah, me, I'm a blog. Nah, okay, yeah.
I tell you know what you need to do?
Please tell me.
You need to get Amos and Vic together.
And then can I blow them both up?
No, don't blow them both up.
Why? My kids can get paid for the rest of their life if I go on and do that.
Nah, you don't want to do that. Tell Vic that Amy's stalking you and see if Vic do something about it.
He did, right? Amy's running for Vic now.
Okay. All right, now we got somebody else new to the show. We got Justice on the show. Justice, are you there?
Uh-huh.
How you doing, Justice?
I'm all right.
Okay, now, Justice, I don't know if you've been listening, but let me let you know what's going on. Now, Toy has already put Amos. What's Amos' last name, Toy?
Jones.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
And Victor. What's Victor's last name?
Diaz, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, she's already put both of them on blast, so, you know, it's Sin City. Now, who you going to put on blast? Who you got to say what the fuck to?
To my friend, CJ.
Oh, come on now. This is Sin City. We use real names here. We ain't got no nicknames, baby.
Okay, no, be real.
We got Victor and Amos, everybody online.
You're Amos. Be mad. Get mad. Think about something else that he used to do to you. Get mad about it. Put him on blast.
Okay, so my friend Cedric.
All right.
It's a billion Cedrics in Eddie Gary, girl. I'm going to need his last name.
Let me tell you why I'm putting him on blast. I'm putting him on blast because he told me Valentine's Day he bought me a dozen of roses for $60 and come to find out he only paid $19.99 for.
Hell. Oh,
well,
he's a good shopper.
He's
not on blast for that.
He's
a budget
that's
shopper.
That's a good thing. He saved $40.
Yeah, that's good. He saved the money. You still got the roses. You was happy.
It made me feel bad, though, because he was like, I didn't even buy my kids nothing, and I bought you some $60 roses. Come to say, he paid $19.99 for
them. But you guess, though. That's what pussy do. That's a good thing.
That's a real good thing. He saved $40. And the thing about it is, he thought about you. He had a coupon.
Yeah, he had a coupon. Now I get 20 free.
Right.
Come on, trippy.
Come on now, $60 for a dozen of roses. Come on now.
Right, that sounds like
hard.
A lie.
Right. Y'all tripping hard.
He went to
K.
Jones and
hooked
you up better than that. I know. Mm-hmm.
And I bet
K.
Jones
had
a Valentine's
sale.
He could have got you a
diamond
or something,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hold on, man. Toy
didn't
just put Victor Amos on blast. Jessis didn't put Cedric on blast. Patty just put the whole state of Missouri on blast.
Not the whole state, just the city of Columbia.
There you go.
And Valena, I'm about to hang up on her ass.
No, you can't hang up on Valena. You can't hang up on Valena.
Tell him,
Pat. Yeah, I tell you what, you talk to Valena because I'm going to pay some bills.
Okay. Valena, why won't you hang up on you?
He swear I put him on blast, but these are just questions I want to know. What the fuck?
Right, that's a nice topic. What the fuck? And for everybody that don't know, hey, check this out. We got our own page out now, SinCity69.ning.com. Hey, y'all welcome to make y'all own page. We can see, hey, we can interact with each other on an everyday, regular basis. Remember that, SinCity69.ning.com. Okay, so now, let me ask you, Patty, why are you putting the whole state of Missouri on blast? Well, I'm sorry, Columbia.
Columbia, Missouri. Because it is slow. It's so dead here. It is dead. I mean, it's a cool place to raise your kids and all, but I'm used to the big city, you know, fast pace.
Okay, I still, it's a lot of the questions I want to ask now. Okay, now, I got another question I want to ask, and I got Valena, I got Patty, I got Toy, and I got Justice on the line. All right, so I got a lot of women on the line right about now.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, my question is this. this is the question I want to ask. Oral fixation. What's the problem? I mean, we got a lot of women now talking about this oral thing that they ain't doing it no more. I mean, is it a problem here?
That one I ain't talking about.
Performer oral, I ain't never been down with it, so I can't comment.
Well, wait a minute. That was tonight's original topic. So now we talking on this oral fixation. I mean, we heard the pros and cons about it. I mean, I'm sitting in the barbershop. You know how our fellas do when we sit in the barbershop. We hear these women talking about stop, no, and don't, and all this shit. So now we trying to sit there. I said I was going to ask the question because I said I had to ask it for my fellas and all my fellas that was listening. What are we doing wrong that's making y'all say hell no?
Stop trying to ram your dick down somebody's damn throat.
Wait a minute, now who is that? Now, hold on. Now, we're going to start one at a time because, we're going to go with Patty. Patty, what is the man doing to make you say hell no?
Patty?
I answer for you. Ain't washing his nuts.
Hello?
I didn't hear the question. Say it again.
Okay, Patty, we trying to figure out. I mean, I was at the barbershop. I mean, like I said, tonight we just real talking some shit. Tonight I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I'm at the barbershop. They talking about how the women just feel like, oh, no, this ain't happening no more. We ain't doing that oral thing no more. I mean, what are we doing? What are men today doing wrong that's making you say, hell no, we ain't doing that no more?
Oh, that ain't never really been my thing, so I can't comment on that.
Damn, don't nobody do nothing? What the fuck
is somebody over there is lying. Maybe they bald.
So you mean to tell me, out of all these women I got on the line, everybody tell me, no, I don't do it.
I said.
Y'all do know this 2010.
Really my thing. That's what I said.
I'm just saying, y'all do know it's 2010, this ain't 85 no more. You ain't got to lie about it no more.
But if you ain't going to do me, why would I do you?
And I'm asking, what's the problem? That was the question.
Do me first and I might return the favor.
You say what now? Now, who am I talking to?
Do me first
up. This
toy.
Who am I talking to?
Do me this toy.
Oh. Okay. What do you do? What would you say?
Do me first, and I might do you.
Okay, now Justice, what about you? Justice? Damn, the oral fixation actually got him off. Okay, you know what? Well, I'm going to... Okay. All right,
let's move on.
Okay, let's just move on because I see all these women acting scared to ask this question.
I'm not scared
to answer.
Why you like my answer? Hello, what was wrong with my answer?
I mean, no, you're the only woman that would answer it. Every woman got quiet. I had to actually look on the call line to see if everybody was still there because I'm like, every woman stop answering. Every woman just shut the fuck up.
Wait, what's the question?
Stop trying to ram your shit down. How do you get out of... I'm trying to ram your shit down. It's a way to take dick in. So if you just like trying to just ram your dick down my throat, don't.
Well, hell, that go a real answer.
Well, I got an answer. I'm married,
and
so
who
I can't tell. This is Valena.
Okay.
My husband would appreciate me answering that question, so I'm going to answer. Based on what I've heard, men got sweaty balls.
They do. That's how, and then that's when you gonna make them take a shower. And no, you wash them up yourself, and then that way you know for sure it's clean.
Mm-hmm. I ain't fucking around. Wash your own balls.
Okay. Now. You know what? I'm gonna put this out there like this. I'm finna give each lady a chance to ask questions that y'all want to ask. Because I see we got a lot of ladies on the line tonight. So I'm going to give each lady a chance to ask a question. Now, I'm going to start with, Justice. Justice, any question you want to ask to the men, or whatever you want to ask in particular. Tonight is whatever. Whatever you want to ask, whatever you feel like talking about.
I got a question for me.
Okay.
Why do y'all feel like y'all gotta have more than one female?
Okay, you know what? That's a good question. And you know what? I'm gonna let Money Main answer that. Money Main, you with me?
No, what you say? I didn't hear. Let me cut the TV down a little bit. What was the question again?
She wants to know why do a female. Go ahead. Ask the question again, baby.
Why do men feel like they have to have more than one female?
Man, say.
Ooh, boy. I'm going to ride the radio
station.
Hey, boy.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm a fresh caller. I'm gonna pass on that
because
I don't. Man. Okay. Hold on, Father Time. You with me, Father Time?
She asked a question.
Why do a man feel like he gotta have more than one woman?
Because the woman he with doesn't do the things he likes. So he goes out and gets another woman to do the things that woman won't do. That's why.
Hold
on, we got too many people talking at one time now.
That's a touchy topic.
Okay, now who got a question for me?
Let me ask some. Okay, you say that the man, he does that because the woman is not doing what he wants. But why do most men who do cheat don't want their woman to cheat too then? Why is it okay for them but not the woman? Oh, I heard that. Because
it's a man thing.
That's
a man thing. You know what I'm saying?
Who said that?
Don't know man. Hold on, let me tell you something now. Don't know man want another man dipping into his coffee. Period.
Right. You think women don't want the same thing either? So why are you?
Well, if women didn't want to... I'm going to tell you. If women didn't want men to cheat, then they would do what they would do what that man asked them to do. With no questions, no problems, no lip, none of that, no back talk, that's nasty, none of that. You just do it. If you want to keep your man happy, you just do it. That's the bottom line, because Father Time says so.
Oh, hell no. And as soon as we do it, y'all go do it to somebody else. Right.
That's because you probably didn't do it right.
I did it right. I'm sure I did it right. Well, that's when you start your class and you teach her exactly what you want.
Exactly. Exactly. Like you were saying earlier, women don't go down, but they want the man to. Well, you go first. No, you go first.
You go first. That's usually the men go. Well, guess what? You can do it at the same time. The name of the show is 69. Right.
Okay, all right. Hold on.
All right, hey, Father Time.
What's up?
Hey, we got a new call on, man. We got Grandma Mary on the line. Grandma Mary, you here?
Yes, dear.
Okay, Grandma
like
Mary. Grandma. Huh?
That's a grandma for real?
She don't sound like a grandmama.
She also be talking about grandma.
Hey, Grandma.
Hello, dear.
We got Grandma Mary on the line. What's up, Grandma Mary?
Okay, you guys want to know why? What was the question? I forgot the question.
Hold on.
Why do men cheat on women? That was it?
Yeah, grandma. My bad. Why do they need more than one?
Oh. Because we have more than one, most of us.
I heard that, Grandma. I know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be on the men's side because it's true. Women cheat as much as men.
Yes, right.
I agree.
Right,
men.
I do
women
agree.
Women cheat as much as men.
I do agree.
Especially you agree with me?
I agree.
Okay.
With
all right,
Grandma.
Now. All right, let's just be real with it.
Right.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question, Grandma. Grandma, let me ask you a question.
Yes, dear.
How many grandkids you got?
About 20.
I mean?
That's where I get it from. Thank you, Grandma. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because Grandma can tell it like it is.
Right.
Not right now.
Okay, Grandma Mama.
How many kids you got?
I have one.
How many kids
enough
do Grandma
have?
How many kids you got?
What's that?
Who? I asked Grandma how many kids she has.
Oh, am I still on?
Yes,
you're still on, Grandma.
I have 12 children.
That's right.
I have 9 boys and 3 girls.
You weren't playing words.
Never.
Okay, hold on.
Tell them, Grandma, that's right. Tell them. They don't understand.
That's right.
Man,
don't try to put it all on the man. We are guilty too.
Right.
Yes, y'all are. Women are just as nasty as men.
Yes, we are.
Nastier.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
But let me let y'all in on a little secret though. Y'all can get as nasty as y'all want on SinCity69.Ning.com. Y'all know that, right?
I just had to
put that out there. SinCity69.Ning.com.
Okay.
It's real nasty. Send me some
okay
nasty pictures or something. I'm just saying. All right. Now let's move on, people. Let's move on. Now last week we had somebody call in. It's been bothering me all week. Somebody called in and said Obama was the Antichrist. And I wish she would call in today because that's something I really want to talk about. How many of y'all think Obama doing a good job?
I think he is.
Yeah, he's
doing a great job considering what he had to come into. You know what I mean?
I know that, sir.
Y'all don't think he's spending too much money?
No.
All of them going to spend money, man. That's what America's based on, spending money. So they all of them going to spend money. I mean, if you get the money, you're going to spend some money. You don't have money. Money is to be spent. We're going to spend that. And, you know,
well,
you got a black president, you're going to spend
it. Everybody else
spend
it, so what?
Okay, but let me ask y'all a question.
Well, the time, I need to pay some bills.
Go for it. Let me ask y'all a question. All this money that the government is spending, don't y'all realize that our kids is going to have to pay that back? Our kids and their kids? It's not like they printing up new money every day.
Man, this ain't nothing that just started. I mean, this has been going on for since America started. I mean, this ain't
right,
nothing new.
They know.
We just learning something new?
But we ain't got no $1 trillion deficit, though. I mean, Obama's spending billions. I ain't talking about a couple hundred billion.
Why are you talking about Obama? Who was in there before Obama was?
They was not spending money the way Obama is spending money right now.
Hey, man, I'm keep it real. Say
no
man,
president
man,
in
you,
history
you,
has spent the type of money that Obama
okay
is spending right now. I'm sorry.
Say man, you probably from the street. I can tell you from the street. Come on, man. If you don't spend no money, how you going to make money if you don't spend it? You got to spend it to make it. So come on,
well,
keep it real, man. Keep it real 100 with Obama. I mean, I think he's doing a great job. I just think he went up in there and he took a – you know, like Clinton went up in there, boy, you know, I mean, he's going to straighten it out. It ain't going to be all correct, but I still think he's doing a good job. We ain't need no McCain and no Bush up in there. I think that's for sure. So for him to be a black president, us to be black people, I think we should support him. I think he's doing a wonderful job based
okay,
up on what
right.
he went up in there up against. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. Now, listen, we got somebody new to the show. We got Sunshine. Sunshine, are you with us?
I'm here.
How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Tonight is whatever you want to talk about. What the fuck is on your mind? Talk to us.
Well, I heard baby girl putting her dudes on blast. I'm going to put my ex-husband on blast.
There well, you go. Get
blast
him.
Is it?
Get him.
Get
him. Get his ass
Come on, his talk to us
is,
now. Okay.
His name is Alejandro Tree Charleston. Everybody in VI know his ass.
Ooh,
okay.
And I'm putting him on blast because when I got a divorce from his ass, he stopped doing anything for our son. So every time I see him, I curse his ass out.
Why do men do that? Why do they feel if they're not with the woman, they don't have to take care of their kids?
They ain't hurt nobody but the kids.
Exactly.
Oh, my son ain't hurt. Believe that, he ain't hurt.
Man, a man who don't take care of their kids, that ain't
but
no
you,
man.
But
you
know, man, the boy. He may not be hurt right now, but the fact that his father ain't around, that's going to hurt him in his life later, you know, when he sit and think about it.
Yep.
But no, he was 8 months old when we separated, so he did it.
Hey, well, hey. Sorry for him. You should take care. How old is your son?
My baby will be 7 tomorrow.
Oh, tell him Sin City say happy early birthday.
Happy birthday. 7 years.
Hey, everybody say happy. What's his name?
Isaiah.
What is it?
Oh, happy birthday, Isaiah.
Well, happy birthday, whatever your mama said your name was, because I didn't understand what she said.
Isaiah.
Head in the mohead.
Aight.
We ain't mad at him, but he need to take care of his shorty, though. Is that his only kid?
Nope.
Oh, he has. Now, does he do for the other kids?
His other daughter do the unconceivable circumstances stay with his parents.
Well, I don't know what to tell
and
you.
And he has another daughter, but her mother don't with him either.
Yeah, so he just making babies right. And just saying, just walking away, huh?
Well,
look at we got this whatever Wednesday, man. You know what I'm saying? And we got some hot topics going on. We got Toy over here just belligerent, ready to just shoot people. You know what I'm saying? We even got Grandma Mary on the line. We got Money Main on here. I mean, we doing the big tonight. Okay, now. We're going to move on to the next topic.
Hold on before we move on. I got a special request. Big say what's up to Sin City Radio Show and he's listening. What's up, Big?
Oh, okay. That's my boy, the notorious B.I.G. Now, I'm going to do this like this. I'm going to go to Money Main. Money Main, you with me, right?
What up, Kimpo? What up?
Okay, now, whatever topic you feel like talking about tonight, man, what you need to air out tonight? What's that what the fuck? Today, what the fuck Wednesday? What you feel like? What the fuck, man? Air that shit out tonight.
It's Wednesday, man. You know what? I don't know. Hot topic, but I'm still thinking about last week. I think that was a hell of a show. I mean, I really did. Everybody was voicing their opinion on what we was talking about last week. I think, man, that was a topic that I said that we should talk about this week. You know what I'm saying? The racism and all of that because it's going on in America. And another topic I think would be hot on black and black crime. black and black crime in the ghetto, in the streets, and where we at, and trying to raise our kids, you know what I'm saying, trying to keep them safe, trying to get them, you know, to go to better schools and in college and all that, because we all older now, so I'm getting old. I'm like 30-something years old, you know, so I'm getting old, and I got kids that's getting ready to hit college damn near. So I think that'll be a good topic on us, growing up in the gutter, being in the gutter, and, you know, and teaching our kids to do the right thing, you know what I'm saying?
All right, let me ask you a question. What is black-on-black crime? Crime is crime. Period. Doesn't matter. What is the, I mean, is there,
well,
something,
you
there's
say,
a white
you say
on
what
black
is black on black crime? You say what is black on black crime? I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna give you this right here, because black on black crime is that we were the dominant population, African American, but we're not no more. You know why? Because most of us in jail, most of us dead. You got the Mexicans moving in, and they stick together. And they, you know, they kill each other and do what they got to do too. But most part about it, they stick together. White folks stick together. Who don't stick together? It's the niggas. I mean, I'm a nigga, you a nigga. I mean, you know, I'm sorry if anybody offended out there. But, you know, I'm a nigga, you a nigga. You know, I'm born and raised in the streets. I know how it is. So, I mean.
Well, I got to disagree with you right there, bro.
You're not a nigga.
I ain't no nigga. I'm sorry. I'm not taking it as offensive or nothing like that, but I ain't no nigga. Niggas are lazy.
What are you? What are you, African American?
I'm a black man, period.
You're a black man?
I'm a black man. I'm an American.
Proud black man. Proud black man.
Oh, black people. I mean, but where you from?
I'm from
here. Where your ancestors from? You, they label us. You feel like your senses or something? You see the shit they had over here?
My
you African American. You ain't just a black man. You African American. That's what they label us in America right now. African American.
So that's what they made.
You ain't just,
label
you ain't just
you
black.
Though.
No, you African. Cause that's,
they,
you know,
I label myself as an American. I ain't got to put nothing in front of it.
I wasn't
I
born
in front of it.
So I take it that you ain't fill out your sixes or something.
Yeah, I filled it out.
All right, then what it say?
I scratched out that part. I'm an American.
Well, what else to say? Okay, you're American. Okay, you scratched
I'm
out.
I'm an American. Period.
But you see how they did it on there?
But they don't have. But you fall into that trap of being labeled.
I ain't falling
you
into the trap of nothing because the part of being lazy is something I'm far from, man. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying I didn't say lazy. I said labeled. You fall into that trap. You're labeling yourself. Don't nobody label me. I'm an American. You an American. We all Americans. We not any such thing. What the hell is that?
I feel like I ain't no American. My ancestors
you was born here.
You know what I'm saying? I was
okay,
born here. I'm an African American. Period.
Well, let me just say one more thing about that.
You from Africa.
Let me say one more thing about that. I tell all black people this. If black people have a problem with stuff like that, go back to Africa.
Hey, Father Simon.
What up?
Simon, we got us a new caller.
All right. Talk to me, Nikki. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm fine.
Okay, Nikki, what's up, baby?
Okay, hey, everybody. Okay.
What's up? We doing a big on Sin City tonight.
Oh, and that's what's up. Let me go ahead and see what the fuck Wednesday, right? I'm getting on here, and I can appreciate and respect that y'all on here talking about African Americans and all. Like, okay, that's cool. I'm on here, and I ain't about to call them talk about no baby daddies. I'm finna call them talk about them busted down ass bitches that they fucking and they think they got a place to come to you at the side of their neck. Oh my God. I'm talking about bitches want to text you and tell you how to be a motherfucking baby mama and tell you what you should do and let these niggas see their kids. Okay, fuck all that. How about pay to see these motherfuckers? I done broke my damn back. Fuck it, I done laid on my back to can't take care of my shorty. And your bitch can come tell me a prayer about some salvation or some motherfucking deliverance. All them prayers you shoot my way, shoot that shit towards your boo way to take care of these motherfucking kids you done laid on got down and got. That's what I'm talking about. What the fuck is that? Okay.
Praise the Lord.
I'm like, bitch, you can do the stanky leg with that shit. Put your drink down, all that shit. Fuck off, okay? And the horse you rode in off. These niggas be tripping. It be amazing me how I was fucking that same dick you was fucking for years, and I ain't act as stupid as you act, and I ain't even get that extra. So what the fuck is you fucking to make you act that stupid to come to me at the side of your neck? Bitch, don't
Nikki,
die.
Nikki, baby. You okay, Nikki?
I'm cool. Y'all says what the fuck Wednesday. I'm just airing my grievance, too. You know what I'm saying? I done already told this bitch she can do it herself.
I hear you, Nikki, and I'm on your side, trust me. The way you just spoke, that way you spoke, I'm on your side, Nikki. Fuck her. Don't let her get you like that. Don't let her get you like that, Nikki, because you're real upset, Nikki.
I am. And then when I came to the nigga and said, whatever you told your girl, don't, and I came to him nice, like, hey, don't have her call my phone no more. He want to get all irate and extra, like he big badass and shit. So I ain't had her text you. Okay, well, she really outplayed him, because if your bitch is texting me, all reality, she talking to your motherfucking wife, nigga. You laid up with this bitch, and you got your extra bitch calling your goddamn wife. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga, real talk. Have some respect with your scutter ass. That's what I'm saying. Have a little respect in class. Why your bitch texting me and you don't know it? She out of place. Get your bitch in check. She shouldn't even be calling me or texting me, and your ass don't even know it on some duck ass shit.
She want to bump with you, baby.
That's what it is, because I'm a lesbian all day long. Yeah. She can get the business, and I have her saying, Charles, who? Nah, I ain't the one. Yes, I am. I am the one. That's what it is. I am the one. I am that bitch. You're right. I'm fucked up. I am the right one. I am the bitch. You're right. You're exactly right. She got the right one.
Okay.
She got the business.
Okay. All right. I understand. I'm feeling you, Nikki. I'm feeling you. But now, we got to do it. Okay.
So you can't even say shit because you already know that bitch fucked up.
Right, we got the juices flowing, and I'm loving it. But now, hold on. We got last week's most controversial person from last week, Miss Chocolate T. You all with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now you made a statement last week. You made a statement last week that everybody, I mean, you've been a topic. You've been the topic of the chat room and everything. You've been the topic. You called Obama. Yeah, you called Obama the Antichrist.
What? I'm not entitled to my own opinion? What?
Yes, you are, baby, and that's why you on Sin City, because in Sin City you can say whatever you want, when you want,
man,
how you want.
Don't get me wrong. I like Obama. I like him.
Here y'all come, man.
How you going to like him when you call him the Antichrist?
What? Call him the anti-what?
You call him the Antichrist, and everybody just want to, and hold on, before anybody make a comment, give her a chance to say what she got to say. Miss Chocolate T.
Alright.
I want to hear what you got to say.
First of all, this show is not on me and my belief.
Let's see these motherfuckers. Y'all come, nigga. Can I get an answer?
What
man,
DD.com. What up, Jabo? What up, man?
What?
Okay. Don't worry about that. We're not worrying about that.
What the fuck was that?
DD.com.
The Antichrist. Y'all, I ain't too many times I ain't speeches, but that made a bitch quiet right there. The Antichrist. Now, really?
Now, hold on. Y'all, like I said, I want everybody. Yeah, everybody got to get her all. Now, a lot of people didn't hear it, and some people did. Now, Miss Chocolate T, you called Obama the Antichrist. Am I right?
Yeah. But I said I think he's Antichrist. Yeah, I said it.
Right. So now, you got to, I mean, just for the listeners, I just need you to elaborate on that. Why do you think he's the Antichrist?
Why do I think it?
Yeah. Because a lot of people didn't hear what you said, so I just want to, give you a chance to say what you said, and I want to give you a full chance to say what you got to say without, you know, I don't want nobody attacking you without you being able to represent yourself.
I mean, so people want to attack me because of my opinion?
Yeah, then people want to attack you because of your opinion. But I'm going to give you a chance before anybody else say anything. Why you say it? I mean, you got your reasons, so.
Okay, why do I say it? I said because the Bible states that there will be an Antichrist. Matter of fact, for that matter, the Antichrist is already here. You just don't know who it is. However the case is, the point is, the Antichrist, they never stated what color that person would be. Everybody would assume that the Antichrist would be white. But me, personally, I don't think it's white. He's white. I think it ain't guaranteed that it's a he. It could be a she, but that's just my way of thinking that he may be the Antichrist because he says the person of power.
True.
And everybody is going to love. This is a man that when he was running for president, everybody loves him. He has power. He got a lot of power right now. So I'm saying he could be the Antichrist. To me, he could be the Antichrist.
So I mean, you give a legitimate point. I'm not knocking the hustle. I'm not knocking the hustle. What you saying? I mean, if anybody want to speak, okay. Now I'm gonna ask this. I'm gonna go down the line. I'm gonna start with Grandma Mary. Grandma Mary, you still here with me?
Yes, baby, I'm still with you, but really, I don't have anything to say on that topic because I really believe in the president, so I don't want to say anything about
okay,
that.
Okay, okay. Sunshine, you here with me, baby?
I heard everything everybody said.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
Okay, you have anything you want to say about it?
No, I don't want to add anything to that.
I didn't say I Grandma Mary, we all fuse now. We talking to Sunshine.
Okay, but I really don't have no comments on the president. I love him.
Okay, Grandma Mary.
All right, baby.
Mary.
Mary,
okay.
Miss Mary.
Mary. Okay, Sunshine, I'm gonna go to you, Sunshine. You got a topic you wanna go with? I mean, do you wanna elaborate on that? Do you feel like it's something you wanna elaborate on?
I mean, that's her opinion, but I mean, to me, I always thought Bush was the Antichrist, so I mean, I ain't got nothing to say about Obama.
Okay, all right, now I'm finna go.
Can you go to me?
I'm finna go to dd.com.
.com.
dd.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you gotta say?
Come to me.
D.com.
Man. That's .com.
I did see a post
D.com,
on
man. Worldwide, man.
dd.com.
What's
you
the topic?
Say,
what's
man?
The topic, babe? What's the topic today?
Really?
You talking about Obama?
Yeah, we.
Hey, I think that the man is doing good. They so scared. That a black man gonna do them like a white man, they're gonna destroy the nation. See, but they ain't say shit about Bush or Clinton in that White House while he was down there with the one girl, whatever name, or Clinton or whatever name, down under the bottom of his desk doing that thing. But hey, now it's all good. Now Obama in the house, they wanna pass the shit on the boy that gave him medicated, and they're all that stuff, and they still can't stand him. Because he's trying to get back. He know where the brother is. You see him pimping down the goddamn Washington on the boulevard. You see how he be pimping. Hey, where I see it at, Obama real true. He been in Chicago. He stayed in Chicago. He came from a little peppy place. And his mom and them raised him. He got him in Chicago and then came up. So that's what they all about. It's your white eye, it's your black. It's your white eye, it's your black.
Hold on, man. You said Obama pimping.
I didn't say Obama pimping.
You say Obama pimping?
I didn't say Obama pimping. I said he walked. He pimped when he walked. That's what I said. Don't get me wrong on the radio station. But, hey, I'm going to let my shit blow off steam like he got to blow off. The man, they man, got the man black. He got a beautiful-ass wife. Hey. A white man's looking at him like, damn, they want to hit his girl. That's why I feel like they want to hit the girl. All the Republican want to hit his girl. And she's like, hey, ain't having that. And she know Obama fuck her ass up, too. But at the same time, he doing shit. That nigga doing a lot of shit that people don't really realize. Look at where we was back in the days, 1920s and shit, tapping and dancing, stepping on shoes, and clean motherfucking white people's shoes off and shit. Now look where you at. A black man the president, motherfuckers don't know how to act. But let a white man get it up, they'll sit down. And they'll be, ooh, they'll sit their ass down. But a black man the president, but they ain't saying that shit about him. When Bush was in there,
blowing up and getting motherfuckers killed, all that shit, they weren't saying nothing. Even when Clinton got his dick sucked, even when Clinton got his dick sucked by the
Digga.com. I understand what you're saying, but the show is limited, baby. The show is limited. We gotta let you go.
Oh wow. All
right, Father Time. Time, are you with me?
I'm in.
Okay, I'm finna go pay a bill right quick, man. So
Hello.
All right, we're gonna go down the list and find out if anybody else got something they want to say.
I want to comment on the Barack Obama thing.
Okay, who is this?
This Nikki.
Okay, go ahead, Nikki.
This is interesting. Okay, now I feel it when she say the Antichrist. Okay, I kind of feel on that, and I ain't trying to say because I think that man's Satan and all of that. I do think I worship for him though, because look, how many presidents y'all know got T-shirts in the gas station? You know what I'm saying? How many presidents y'all know got keychains and you go in the beauty salon, so they got Obama fake necklaces in there. They worshiping this man. It's worshiping. They're idols to him because they think he gonna save us. Well, he ain't did. He been in office what a year, and we still broke his hell, getting broke up. You know what I'm saying? I just think a black, white, or whatever the case may be, everybody got to have their own ass. I don't really think he give a damn anyway. But hey, I'm not really political like that. I ain't even vote for that man, so I'm really not the one to even comment on that. So I'm gonna let y'all do y'all what the fuck with something else.
Whoa! What the fuck? You ain't vote for Obama?
No. I didn't vote
for
nobody.
Can I ask you why?
What? I don't vote.
Are you a
felon?
Are you
a felon? Right. You a felon, right?
No, I'm not a felon, honey. I'm not a felon. I ain't got shit on my record. I'm not political like that. They ain't finna make or break me at the end of the day. I don't get no motherfucking, no assistance from the
Thank
government.
Thank you.
So,
Thank
what
you.
What am I doing? It ain't helping me none.
Okay.
And like if I was getting Section 8 Township and all that, hell yeah, I'm on that side. Let's keep this shit rolling.
Right.
I'm not getting nothing.
There you go,
baby. I don't give a damn about who's in office.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on, time.
Say something for that.
Hold on, somebody got a comment for what you just said. Go for it.
D.com. We have had so many our right to vote.
.com, man.
Then we can vote, we don't vote.
Yeah, I have the right to vote, but the thing is, when people say, oh, we have slaves and did this and did that for so many rights, they also died and fought for other rights that I exercised. They gave me the right to have the opinion not to vote, so I can choose not to vote. I also exercise my right to get on the bus. I also exercise my right to go in restaurants. I don't have to exercise that right. They gave me the right to exercise and choose what right I want to exercise, and I exercise not to vote because I don't really get in that. That is a very sensitive subject. That ain't a real world issue to me. Real world issues is food, shelter, water, taking care of my kid. I don't give a damn who in office. He eating whether I vote his ass or not. I'm not going to hire that man. He ain't hiring me.
Hey, can I come back on the air, man? Can I come back on the air? Come back on the air, man.
You know what? Okay, everybody hold on. Everybody just hold on for a second. Now, Valena, you want to say something to what she just said?
I'm good. I just feel like the people that died and fought for us, for us to be able to vote, we should exercise that right because we didn't have that right.
Okay. All right. Now, Toy, you got something to say about what you just said? You want to comment?
Nah, I'm cool.
You cool? May, you want to comment on what you just said?
No.
Yes, I do. Whoever said no, yes, I do. You know I want to comment. I got to get mine in. May. What the hell's going on? Hey. Can I get my read?
Okay, let's keep it short, man.
Man, you know, but I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to keep it real short. Now, look here. You know, I'm a big old religion type of person. I grew up in the church. And then I'm a politic person. Now, hello?
Yeah, you still there?
Now, if you mix politics and religion, I don't really do that because when you come out, you could talk about that forever. When I say forever, I mean you could talk about that forever. But at the same time, they talking about Obama and this anti-Christ and all that. I want to comment on this for 30 seconds, real quick. It's just like anti-Christ, man. They've been predicting this stuff for, I mean, centuries, since the 1800s, 1900s, 1940s, whatever they said.
Yeah.
You know, this and that. I was just watching the History Channel earlier today when they say the anti-Christ, they pose, you know, and they supposed to came around in 1944, supposed to have been the end of the world, 88, supposed to have been the end of the world and all this crap. I mean, can you believe it? That's why when I talk about religion and politics, you can't mix it, especially religion, because people got their own religion. So I can't really comment too much on that because, you know.
That's cool. Don't worry about it, man. It's all gravy. Sunshine, you got something you want to say?
Can I comment
on
Antichrist?
Everybody want to comment on Antichrist.
Hold on, everybody. We had Sunshine. Sunshine, you got something you want to say about this?
No, I said something already.
Okay, we're just going to go down the list. Nikki? Okay.
I'm cool.
Okay, now, who was that just said they wanted to say something about this?
Me, Elena.
Okay, go ahead.
1 John chapter 2, verse 22. The liar, if it is not the one that denies Jesus the Christ, it is the Antichrist, one that denies the Father and the Son. I just want y'all to know what the Antichrist was.
Okay.
The Antichrist is one that denies the Father and the Son.
Okay. Well, that's not that. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What you say?
I got to say something in defense of Miss Chocolate T, even though she did call Obama Antichrist.
What about the lady who just talked? She was reading from a chapter. I mean, I ain't hear nothing she really said.
Oh, it don't matter, man. That's my sister, man. It don't matter. That's my sister. She ain't nobody.
Why don't matter? I mean, why don't matter? You got other people than your sister on the phone. Don't want to call in, bro.
It's a joke, brother. Calm down.
That's no joke.
Okay, hold on. Everybody stop. Everybody stop.
And get a drink.
This is the Sin City Show.
Oh, we got it.
Everybody entitled to their opinion. So now, Father Ty, you can't knock your sister for what she say.
Man, it's a joke. She know I love her, man.
I'm just saying, but everybody on the show don't know that you know that. That they know that. So, Valina,
okay, well,
baby, you know I love you.
I'm sorry.
You know we go way. We go.
Don't tell me.
We go way back. So you know I ain't gonna let him talk no shit to you.
Shit, I
don't
love you. I ain't got
nothing but
love for you, too, but it's a show.
We're she just put me on blast. I could put her on blast. She blasted me on the radio.
You got to be professional. You got to be professional.
That's why she laughed.
Shut
up. Yeah, I'm still talking about that. But anyway, I got to say something in defense of Ms. Chocolate T. She is correct. I don't think Obama's the Antichrist, but the Antichrist will rise from politics.
Exactly.
So,
wow.
And they will stand for world peace, whoever it is. So I don't know if Obama's Antichrist. I don't think he is.
Again,
but he will rise from the world of politics. I do.
And that's why I say you can't mix politics and religion, because once you miss that, man, you can talk for that forever. I mean, we might be dead. We can talk about that till we die. Cause you know what I'm saying, that's some shit that you gonna believe in. The next folk ain't gonna believe in what you gotta say. You know what I'm saying? They gonna believe differently. You know, they gonna have a different religion or a different belief. So, you know,
okay.
On that shit, that's what you believe in. You can't knock nobody for what they say about whatever they gotta say about religion.
or politics. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Well, we about to change this up. Now we got a lot of women on the line.
Hell yeah! Let's change it back to the sex thing. Do something.
We got a lot of women on the line, right? So, Grandma Mary.
Yes.
Grandma Mary.
She ain't got a clothes in here. She put out 12 kids. She all
right. Hey, Grandma Mary.
Grandma Mary. Now you might wanna turn your radio off for this one, okay? But I got a question for all the ladies.
Grandma Mary, the real one on the line right now. She ain't got to turn off nothing.
I want to hear. Okay, I got a question for all the ladies.
What you trying to do?
I got a question for all the ladies on the line. All right, except Grandma Mary, you excluded from this conversation.
Okay.
Here. But that wasn't Grandma Mary. But
yes,
that was Grandma Mary.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's Grandma Mary. I know Grandma Mary. That's Mary.
What's the question?
But anyway, the question is, how many ladies on the line that's on the show right now like to use food during sex?
What's going on? We in a recession.
Right.
What's that? Nigga, we ain't wearing no food.
Come on, man.
You ain't.
I know you got some ice or something in the refrigerator. Come on, now.
Hell no. Let's
water,
just get it
crying.
Wait, see later.
Syrup.
Okay, we're gonna go down the line.
Stop. Make sure you exclude Grandma Mary from this conversation.
I know that, man. I told her to cut the radio off for the next 5 minutes. Valena, what y'all use? What you and your husband use?
Hey, babe, come put this pork chop on your let me eat it.
What?
Pork chop.
Pork chop.
Who the hell said pork chop? Pork chop ain't gonna damn fruit.
Y'all must be working real good if y'all can waste pork chop.
I ain't got
right.
Wait.
Okay,
let
well let's move on. Let's move on. Toy, what do you and your man use?
Nigga, I'm in a damn recession. I got kids at the crib. We ain't using no motherfucking food.
Ding.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like a
champion.
You can't get mad
at
about it.
All right, hey, I ain't mad at you, but
we're
gonna move on.
Let's go to Sunshine.
I can't ask Money Main that. Yeah,
you
Sunshine.
Can ask me, man. Yeah. I'm waiting on you to ask me because I'm gonna tell you. I use the whipped cream. I like whipped cream, nigga. What?
Whipped cream, nuts, and cherries.
Whipped cream. Cream.
Okay. All right. Whipped cream.
Cream on the inside, cream on the outside.
Nigga, you use a mayonnaise. Shut up.
That mayonnaise.
Okay, let's go to Sunshine.
Let's go to Sunshine. What do you use?
Mashed potatoes.
That was not me.
Mashed potatoes?
Did you say mashed potatoes?
That was not me. No,
that was not me. Oh, okay. Okay, so Sunshine, what do you use?
Let me see. Cool Whip, ice, honey, chocolate syrup, strawberry.
What's your name?
I'm here.
Sunshine.
You heard the name Sunshine. Oh. All right, well, let's go down to Nikki.
I don't use nothing, nigga. I am the food.
I like that.
Oh, shit. Eat it up, nigga.
She like a piece of ham or something. A chicken wing or something.
It's chocolate steak.
So you tell me, I said, can I tell him about the fried pork chops, sweet potatoes, and fried chicken wing and put it on somebody? Really?
Hold on now. We didn't get y'all chance, man. Now, we had Miss Chocolate T. Miss Chocolate T.
Well, I don't use food.
Don't use no food.
No.
Now, wait a minute. Stop it. I'm finna put you on blast. Today is blast your ass, so I'm gonna blast your ass. I know you've been a victim of whipped cream. I know you've been a victim of whipped cream.
But that wasn't by choice. That was his choice.
I don't know.
I couldn't help it. He liked whipped cream.
However the case is, I don't. He don't actually need the flavor. I mean, I'm the flavor of the month.
Cool, then that's not,
you know, I'm
you
like,
know what?
Every
that
level.
Was a, that was a, that, I love that comeback. That was a great comeback. That was.
I like that there.
That was a great. You know what? I'm gonna stop everybody. Diga.com. You still with me?
Hey, where's Dump at, man? Put Dump on the phone.
DD.com on
there. DD.com. Man, put my nephew on the phone.
DD.com.
Well, what?
DD.com. You with me?
Oh, all right. Now, what's the subject? Now, what we're talking about?
What
you put on
man.
What?
What you put on your woman, man? What you put on
yeah,
your
I just
woman?
Put some honey on it. I'm like a bee. I just steam it. I'm like a bee. I just steam it. Steam it. Get the needle out when I get through. Shit. I just stuck you. Get the needle out. When I pull it out, she stuck. Like honey. That's what I do. That's what I do, man. I'm like a bee. I fly around. When she land, I'm following her right behind that ass. When she's been over, bam. There you go. Pull the needle out. And like, spit the little stem out. Hey, spit the little stem out. And that's it.
Okay.
And she's pulling it up. That's how booty so big. That's why that booty so big. That's why I do. I'm keeping 100%. I'm keeping 100%. But you know what? Well,
is on full.
Okay. Now look here. All right, we had this night was a very interesting night. But now, I'm going to tell you like this. We got to get some motherfucking order to this fucking chaos that we doing. Father time, you feel me?
I feel you, baby.
All right, now, I'm going to tell you like this. All right, now I'm going to tell you the people we got online. We got Valina. Valina.
Yes.
You see, now, you know you my baby. You my ace, you my heart.
You my baby, too.
What?
Nah, well, I don't know about all that, but I know you my baby, you my ace, you my heart.
Okay,
right?
I'm with Phil.
We go way back. We go way back. Now, we're gonna end tonight the way we started. And excluding Father Time, we still gotta get that what the fuck moment. So now, what the fuck was you thinking?
When I moved back to Gary.
Okay, there you go. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Okay, Toy. Hey, Toy.
I'm here, baby.
Okay, now we gonna let Victor, and we gonna let AJ go. So now we still got one other. What the fuck was you thinking, moment?
Let's see.
You know what? Right now, wait a minute. I got to stop you. Because now I'm wondering. I know, because I keep wondering what the fuck was you thinking when you kept this damn boy named Jay? Because he's acting a real asshole right about that.
I know. I was very
hold on.
I was bored.
All right, baby. What the fuck was you thinking? Now, we're going to exclude Jay. We're going to exclude Jay out this equation because I'm about to whoop his ass in about 2 seconds.
Thank you. We outside. Come on, Adam.
Nah, he's sitting next to me. So now I'm going to whoop his ass. But we're going to exclude him. So what the fuck was
you thinking? Close to my baby.
All right, we're going to exclude him. So what the fuck was you thinking? Excluding AJ and Victor, what the fuck was you thinking when?
When I'm all working at Timberview.
Yeah, that's a great answer. That's a fucking great answer. Money Mike.
What up, nigga?
Big up. What, other than all other bullshit you just said tonight, all other bullshit you said tonight, what the fuck was you thinking when?
When I left family related, because I know that's the motherfucking shit.
No, okay. I understand that one. Sunshine, you with me? Now, and Sunshine, give me your real answer. Because you sound like you laughing like because it's something you really want to say.
Nah,
no,
I can't
what,
say that.
What
I
the fuck?
Say I'll say something, but I won't say that one.
Okay. Well, tell me what you about to say. What the fuck was you thinking when?
When I married Alejandro Charleston.
Okay. We're going to let that other one slide, but. Nikki.
Yo.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, Nikki, baby.
What's cracking?
What the fuck was you thinking when?
I stopped smoking, nigga. What the fuck was I thinking, nigga? All this going on today, nigga, that give you that fucking in your system. Now you decide you want to stop doing that shit? What the fuck was I thinking? Now I got more problems. At first, I'd be like, fuck it. I don't give a damn shit. I don't care. Now I care about every motherfucking thing. So, yeah, what the fuck was I thinking?
Okay. All right, now, Miss Chocolate T, other than that Christ thing, because you know you was the center of attention for a long time tonight. Other than that Christ thing, what the fuck was you thinking when?
I started fucking a 20-year-old.
Oh, damn. You know what? Stop the press. We got, 8 minutes? Maybe you want to elaborate a little bit more?
What you mean? No, I don't want to elaborate a little bit more.
Well, damn, baby, you had the hottest topic of the night. Well, I swear, Miss Chocolate T never surprised us, do she? Now, come on, you got to give us a little bit more than that. We got 8 minutes before we air out. Now, come on, you. And how old are you again?
I'm 30.
30? And you fucking a 20-year-old?
Yeah, but you need to lay some pipes.
Whew. Oh, shit. Well, hell, oh, I guess you just said it all. Yes. Cheerio. And then all that other good shit. Shit. And Miss Chocolate T, I'm not mad at you. You do what you do, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we finna let DD.com say his last and final word. DD.com.
Yeah, DD.com worldwide, man. Hey.
All right, dog.
Well, what's her name?
Dog.
Lil Shorty was just talking. Hey, you online, Lil Shorty.
God damn, boy, would you stop and listen to the question?
I'm trying to give her the question.
I'm trying to ask you a question. No.
What's my question? What you want me to ask?
Okay, the question is, man, what the fuck was you thinking when? Now, you finished that.
Fucking the shit I was thinking when, I was blown with my mind going off this shit. That's all. But now I'm back to Comedosa, and nigga, I'm coming up. That's what the fuck I've been thinking. Nigga, now what the fuck? Let me ask you a question. What the fuck you thinking? Nah.
What,
hello?
What the fuck I was thinking?
Nah.
What the fuck was I thinking when I took that mute button off your ass?
When you took what?
What the fuck I was thinking.
When you took what?
You know what, DD.com? I'm glad you called in, man. You were a great asset to the show. I love you for calling in, dog.
Whatever, they ain't dumb. You ain't dumb. Shut the fuck up. Nigga, I know dumb boys. Shut the fuck, get the fuck out of the phone. Motherfucker, you think I don't know when I'm fucking on that feet?
Good day. You have a good day, dog.
Oh, that was good. That was good. DDD.com. Boy, I'll tell you.
DDD.com is something else. All right, Father Time. We in the last couple of minutes of the show. Fuck it. This is our show, so fuck it. We can be here fucking body we want to be. Fuck them.
Goddamn weekend. Hey, but look, I'm going to do a little differently today. You know
okay, you do that.
We want everybody to sit back and check out this prank we got going on. Check it out, y'all.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Jackie?
And you are?
My name is John. I'm calling from the Gary Health Department. How you doing? I'm calling from the Gary
Health.
The Gary Health Department.
Uh huh.
Okay. Are you cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, ma'am, are you sitting down? This is kind of tough news. His wife came in to see us, and she was diagnosed with chlamydia. Her husband then turned around and came in, and he was diagnosed with chlamydia, and apparently you were one of his sexual partners. Is that correct?
And who is – are you calling on the Saturday, on the Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
This is the health department. We have to make calls.
Okay.
We need you to come in and be tested for chlamydia because he says he has unprotected sex with you. Okay, well, that's what he told us. You guys are sexual partners. He definitely has chlamydia. He's being treated for it now. So does his wife.
Okay.
And by you being one of his partners that he put down, we need you to come in and get tested for chlamydia.
Okay, but I've been messing with him a long time ago, and I'd have been tested.
Okay, it's better to be safe than sorry. He put you down as a sexual partner, and you don't. I mean, if you're walking around with this disease, you don't want to be spreading around. So it's best to just come on.
I'm saying is after I stopped messing with him, I went and got tested. You know, I didn't got checked up because after I started messing with him, and I didn't have.
Okay, ma'am, but if he put you on a list, state law says that we have to contact you and ask you to come in and be tested. That's all. That's all.
Okay,
well, I'm just following the law.
That's no problem. No, that's no problem. I mean, I can go to my doctor. Yeah, I can go to my doctor.
Okay. Would you have a problem with giving me your doctor's name? I need to follow up on this.
This is
state law.
I can understand that. But, you know, why wouldn't I? Why would I just be out here, you know, passing stuff around? I mean, that's retarded.
I'm not saying that you're doing that, man. That is not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm not saying that you're spreading anything. As far as the public go, if your name is on a list, we by law have to contact you and make you aware of the situation.
That's bad, and I'm glad you did do that. And that's fine. I mean, but I can go, you know, to my doctor, you know. You're checked up again. I mean, but I just got checked up in November, and I stopped
in
July.
Well, if you come on down to the health department, you know, we'll check you for free without a problem. You don't have to bring any money.
Insurance.
Okay. Oh, that's even better. That's even better. Okay, now, what day you plan on going to your doctor?
I mean, I'll go this week.
Sometime this week?
No, I will go this week.
Okay, well, if I gave you our number, could you have your doctor give us a call so we can make sure that you were tested? Because this is a state law.
Okay, that's all right. Mm-hmm. And what's her number?
The area code is 219-419
mm-hmm.
487
mm-hmm.
3297
for a health department.
Yes.
A 487 number for the Gary Health Department.
Yes.
Get up out of here.
3295.
You said 3295. 219-487-3295. So if I look this up in the phone book, it's going to show this 487 number for the Gary Health Department.
I wouldn't have no problem with that. You can click over and call our office right now if you would like. Someone will answer the phone.
It sounds like a cell phone.
I'm sorry?
It sounds like a cell phone number.
Okay. Ma'am, you need to get tested, is all I'm saying.
I'm not having no problem with getting tested.
Well, that's all we had. I mean, this is state law. I have to do this.
I can understand that. I'm not trying to give you a heart attack. But I'm just saying.
I mean, I've been making these calls all day, and people have been cussing me out and everything. I'm just trying to do my job. So
you're making calls on him all day?
Yes.
Oh, you can make a call on this man. That's not
well,
funny.
No, it's not, ma'am. It's really not. He has several people on the list that we have to contact each and every single person that he put down on the list.
Wow.
We don't want this stuff spreading. Chlamydia, as you know, it takes a while for the symptoms to show up in a woman. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
I mean, yeah, I'm a nurse.
Best,
I know.
It's best to get tested now. You understand?
Okay, but, you know,
so
I don't have
to. Okay, so I can put in my record that you will go see your doctor.
Yeah, get that up.
Okay, and you will have your doctor call the health department to let us know that you were tested. This is state law, as I said once before.
Okay.
And what day will you be going to see your doctor now?
I don't know. You asked too many questions there. I don't know. I can't call the doctor right now.
I understand that, but would it be one day this week? We need to get this cleared
up.
We need to make sure that you're safe.
I can go get tested again, but I just went in November. I mean, but I can't, you know, go get tested again. And I've been stopped messing with him in July. So that'll be quite long enough for me to develop any type of symptoms.
Well, chlamydia can sit in you for at least 6 months dormant without even showing any symptoms at all.
Okay.
It's just as severe as syphilis. It can sit dormant in your system.
You
would never know about it. I said it would sit dormant and you would never know about it. And now, before I let you go, I got one more question for you. When you go to your doctor, make sure you take your friend Michelle because she just pranked you for a radio show called Saying Sick.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pop the pillow.
How long is this Dr. Phil? This is Dr. Phil. Now, what's wrong?
All right. Thank y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed that prank. And we will see everybody next week, same time, same channel.
All right, now, nigga, that. Hey, it's out.
Thanks for listening to Sin City. Remember, hit us up at www.sincity69.name.com. You heard me? And we out.
I'm representing for my niggas on lock, doing time for that he say, she say, laying niggas down on the freeway, but me, man, they need